Welcome to Renew Mind Revolution podcast with your host, Michelle Kakal. As always, it is my honor and my pleasure to be able to come and share some tips and some tools with you that I know would assist you in becoming a better you. Today is a beautiful day. It's an opportunity for us to learn something and to grow and to share. And so I have someone today that is going to share with us. I'm so excited that she's going to share her story and her journey. So her name is Vicky Cho. And what I do know is that she has a journey that is entitled My Sanity Quest. That's very important. My Sanity Quest. We are honoring Mental Health Month, so this is perfect for that. And I want to make sure I got her on before this month was over with. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi. So first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for reaching out. We're so grateful to have you, and we're very interested in your story. We're very interested in your journey, in your testimony. So tell us a little bit about Vicky Jo.
Well, I am an author. Like you said, I just finished writing a book called My Sanity Quest, Tears, okay. Trials, and Triumphs. Okay. It is about all of the trauma, a lot of the trauma that I went through. And there is also a section on mental wellness and what I do to try to stay as well as possible.
Okay.
And I am a public speaker. I have started going out to different places like mental health providers, consumers, police departments, and so forth. I share of how I was diagnosed instead of being brought to a hospital because I had a concussion, mm-hmm. and how I've gone through the mental health system and how it really is to be in some of those psychiatric hospitals and adult foster homes, yeah. and how the police sometimes actually treat you. And the best thing I can say is after finishing the book, my head just became like emptied out. I wrote all the trauma down and I can now discern my thoughts and I can recognize the lies that I've been told about being sick and being mentally ill. And that helps me to stay well. Yeah. And not last and not least, God was with me through the whole thing.
Wow, awesome.
He brings me out and I go back in, and he's with me regardless of where I am, what I do, or what somebody does to me.
Right. Well, you know what, let me first say this to you. Growing up, for me, writing was such a healing process. It was a healing process. I've been writing for a very long time, and I found that when I was in some of my darkest moments, I would just get a pen and a paper and I would just start writing. And most of my writings when I was younger was in the form of poetry, right? And I always like started off with all the things that I was going through, but then I always ended with a rescue. But God, you know, brought me through, but God helped me, but God delivered me. And that was my form of healing. So I understand what you're saying about how when you begin to write, how, you know, it kind of emptied out. That was like a part of your healing process, because writing can be very therapeutic. It can be very therapeutic. And so first, let me just acknowledge the strength. Let me acknowledge the strength that it takes to share the trauma. People don't understand that, but when you go through trauma, to identify it and then to recognize it, to share that, it takes a lot of strength. It's very courageous. So let me just applaud you on that. And I want to hear more. I want to hear about what you're willing to share about some of that trauma that brought you to the place of where you needed this type of healing. So just share a little bit that you're safe sharing. Share a little bit that you know that will help somebody else today.
Well, there's a lot to say, and I simply don't know where to start. I guess the most important thing is to not listen, find out what it is these lies are, find out the truth about who you are. I have been told that because I have been diagnosed that, I was told I have manic depression, and I was told I have bipolar, and I was told I have bipolar one. And I don't believe any of it, to tell you the truth, but I really believe that my episodes or incidences were as a result of not having enough of the medication abruptly, you know, in my system. Mm-hmm. And also, I do believe that my episodes were triggered by PTSD, which was definitely caused by my childhood. Now I have learned the symptoms and the warning signs of bipolar. Supposedly they are, if you are not getting enough sleep and you feel like you have enough energy, like you don't need sleep. Mm-hmm. So when I am not sleeping right, mm-hmm. and I have a very sore foot that needs to be operated on again, and it has kept me not sleeping good. I mean, I've been sleeping, but it hasn't really been good for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And normally I would be telling myself, I'm getting sick. I'm going to end up in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And so that is a stigmatized lie. And it is not what God is telling us. He's telling us that we have a sound mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other things that are lies are, okay, so I get angry. Well, when I get angry, mm-hmm. it's not the same as when somebody else gets angry. I get the finger pointed at me and I'm told, you are not doing well. Okay. It's just going to be a matter. And this is from a case manager.
Yeah.
And if you're too busy, well, like if I'm too busy, if I have too many projects going, I'm on my way to the psych ward. There are just an incredible amount of stigma and myths. And when I go out to speak, I share with them. I think that knowing the truth and realizing the truth, and I seriously never could have done it. I mean, it was in my mind, but it was blurry. And when I wrote everything down, everything became so clear to me. Like, for instance, I was diagnosed with manic depression mm-hmm. somehow mm-hmm. because I was on a tubing trip with my friends and we stopped to dive. Mm-hmm. And I hit the bottom and blacked out and saw flashes of light. Mm-hmm. Got on my tube and went down the river. Well, to cut to the chase, I got home and my mom knew something was wrong right away because I wasn't able to talk. My head felt full and thick and twisted and I could not speak. And I talk almost nonstop and my mom knew something was wrong. And so what happened was somehow she thought that I should be in psychiatric care. So I went and got all full of pills, needles, seclusion rooms, a drug across the floor by my hair, all these horrifying things because I wasn't taken to a hospital to be checked. Mm. And that's why I say, like, where do these episodes come from? And they usually come from if it's low.
Mm-hmm.
So or if there's been a traumatic, like when I was assaulted by my daughter 3 times in a day, mm-hmm. just can't make it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people can definitely be misdiagnosed for one thing. And we all don't have to just because somebody does that to us doesn't mean it's branded. It doesn't mean it's whipped into us, but they like to give us drugs too. And we think that when we go into a psychiatrist, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't take them. I'm just saying that any doctor of any kind that prescribes us anything, we don't have to take it. We can ask for something else, or we can refuse to take it.
Advocate for yourself.
Yeah. Yes, we need to advocate for ourselves.
Yes. Yes. So one thing I did hear is that sometimes you can have a medical issue and it could be misdiagnosed as a mental issue. Like you said, you know, levels can be off, things can be, you know, wrong. And unfortunately, we live in a society where instead of getting the healing, they want to medicate you for everything. And I understand that. I talk about that a lot because it's like you're putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, and you need to really dig deep to get to the real issue, to get the healing that you need for whatever it is that you're going through. And sometimes, like I stated, for some reason, this society is all about medicating. And that can cause issues in itself because you can become over-medicated. You can get medication from multiple doctors. And a lot of people have actually become, you know, demised, deceased from over-medicated. So there's a lot of flaws, of course, in the system, you know, and we know that. So that's why it's very important for us to advocate for ourselves. And if you're unable to advocate for yourself, have someone that is able to advocate for you, because yeah, doctors, physicians, therapists, psychologists, all they're human beings and they make mistakes just like we do. And we just have to be careful to make sure that, you know, I think that's why even when you go into a hospital or to a doctor's office, you have to be very prayerful for those who you are engaging with, because you want to make sure that they're not just pouring, you know, medications into you or misdiagnosing you. And that's dangerous. I'm hearing what you said about that. And I also heard you say labels. Labels are very dangerous when they begin to label you. Because even scripturally, you know, we understand the power of words, right? So if someone is constantly labeling you something, it's like it almost began to take root into you, and you might not even have those symptoms before, right? But it's so powerful, those words. It's so powerful that you might start acting out on the things that they said that you are, because it's so powerful. So labeling, telling someone that you have this or you have that, you know, and you might not, but because you hear it and you're being told that, you know, and then everything that you do is related to that, you know, like you stated, you could just, you know, be overworked or whatever, but they put that, you know, oh, that's because you have, you know, you're bipolar, or because you're this or you're that. So I'm hearing what you're saying, and I can see how that can chisel away at you. And I hear that. Tell me, you stated that, and I don't want you to get into anything that's uncomfortable, but just one thing you said, that you had trauma, and if it's in your book, then you shouldn't, it should be okay. But you said that some of this trauma, the PTSD trauma, is linked to your childhood. A lot of people, even unknowingly, suffer from PTSD from childhood. They don't even know it. Some people are walking around and have no idea that they have this residue. I call it residue of their childhood. So tell me something that you are comfortable with, just maybe one, you know, scenario or example that you have identified as a part of your childhood trauma.
Well, I'm comfortable saying everything. Go out in public, speak and talk about my delusions and things that, you know, and stuff. I'm not afraid. It was so many things. It was a combination of the constant moving. It was a big part of my father sodomizing me.
Okay.
Over, and it was a big part, especially big part of watching all of the attempted murders that my dad tried to put upon my mother, okay. You know, going to bed at night and listening to pounding and knowing it was her head on the floor.
Yeah.
And later her telling me, see, Vicky, all these little cracks I have in my teeth, that's from your dad, you know?
Yeah.
And finding out that he painted her face with turpentine when she was just about ready to die in the nursing home. I saw so much blood and so much rape and so many times how my father tried to kill my mother. And there was absolutely no stability, and it was, his rage was just nuts. I mean, he would come in the house singing, and half a split second later, he was punching a hole in the wall or something. Mm. So that's basically in a nutshell, you know, and some of this stuff is in there, and okay. Some of this, God didn't let me forget any single detail. So
it's there. It's there. Yes. It is definitely there. And just hearing a little bit that you just shared, Vicky, I absolutely understand. I absolutely understand. And I want to first say to you, I'm sure you already know that, but I just feel like I need to tell you this, that, you know, the things that you have struggled with is absolutely not your fault. You know, I live by this motto that it happened to me, but it does not defy me. That is so powerful. And I use it a lot because things happen, right? They're ugly, cruel, mean, and evil things that can happen to us and around us. And sometimes we confuse that with that is that has to be a part of our identity or who we are in a negative way. But there is something very powerful about God and ministry with God, that he can take that very ugly and cruel and evil thing and he can turn it around, and he can do what he's doing right now in your life, which is use it, that it can be useful and helpful, not only to you, but to others who are dealing with the same thing, but they have not reached a place that you have where they have the confidence to share that pain. I always say that if the enemy can isolate you, he will destroy you. I've been saying this for years, and I say this because this simply means if he can silence you to believe that it's just you and you're the only person who have ever, you know, dealt with this or this and this, then it could begin to eat you away from the inside out. But when you can hear somebody else, such as yourself, say, oh my God, you know, this is all the things that I've gone through, but I am still standing. I'm still trusting God. I'm still believing God. You know, he has kept me. He has protected me. I mean, that right there is mind blowing. You know, it's so helpful to someone else, because someone else literally is sitting there dealing with this type of pain and have no idea how to handle that. And I understand what you've been dealing with. And so I'm so grateful for you for sharing what you've been sharing with us so far. Please continue to share with us a little bit about your book and share with us what we can, you know, find your book, where we can find your book and information from your book.
Well, one of the things that is in my book description is something that you said.
Okay.
I have realized that I am not the lie, the abuse, or a mental illness.
Right.
I know my true identity, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as far as my book is available on Amazon.
Okay.
It's called My Sanity Quest, and it is also available on my website, which is vickyjoda.com, which is really easy to misspell. But the book was written because my son would not let up on me for years. Mom, you need to heal from your trauma. This is the number one way to heal from PTSD. mom, don't hold back. Right. And so I shared stories of mental health crises with police officers, mm-hmm. good and bad. I share what's happened to me inside of psychiatric hospitals.
Okay.
The cycle of being handcuffed or put into a police car to an ER, to an ambulance, to a hospital. I share all of the medications. I got all my records, and I share every single medication that I have ever been forced to take against my will in a hospital because I had no choice. I share about every single diagnosis I've ever had. So okay. Why do you tell me that I have this one, you know?
Right.
I share a very, very thorough wellness plan about plan of action where you have a team. I have a team of professionals and friends. We had two meetings. Everybody knows what to look for. Everybody knows exactly what to do. It's very good to have in place. There's a lot of stories about how I advocated for myself, mm-hmm. and I put detailed situations of what people did or crazy stuff, like constantly putting the wrong pills in my med machine and calling the county and letting them know that I wanted to fire her. So they found me somebody different. My accomplishments, I have gotten an Advocate of the Year award for advocating for myself. Mm-hmm. I share my accomplishments because I want you to know that you can still do things, that you are worthy and you are not as sick as you are being told you are.
Right. That's awesome. That is so awesome. Look, we're almost coming to our close. I know it doesn't seem like it went so fast. It really did go really, really fast, Vicki. I really enjoy talking to you and sharing your message with my listeners. It's an important message. I would love to continue with you at another time. I think you have way more to share, and I want them to hear it. I don't think it has to be Mental Health Month for us to share this information. I think we should share this type of information all the time. So I want to be able to, and I will reach back out with you again so that we can connect again, so that you can continue to share your story. This platform here on Renewed Mind Revolution Podcast is open to you and your journey. And I can't wait to hear more of the great things that you are doing, that you will do. I believe that you will do. And so I'm wishing and praying for the best for you and your family. I want to reiterate how courageous you are, how blessed you are. And how I believe that something more greater is coming from this than you've already experienced so far. Your pain was not for nothing. Believe that God will take the ugly and make something very beautiful out of it. So I just want to thank you once again for coming on and sharing your testimony, hearing your story on Renewed Mind Revolution Podcast. Thank you guys for listening to us today. Please remember to check out her book. It is very important. My Sanity Quest, correct? My Sanity Quest, right? Is it on Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon, please.
It's a funny thing because I was wondering where it was. I was really looking for My Sanity. Everybody was telling me I was nuts and I couldn't find it. And when I did, it's like Yahoo.
He found it, and I'm so glad.
I found it, and how dare you tell me I don't have it anymore.
That's right. You're powerful, and you're strong. You got it, girl. I appreciate you so much. Please support Vicki. She has a great story, and this story will help someone else. So thank you guys for listening in. Remember that I love you, but most importantly, God loves you more. God bless you guys.